You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell. This is Dan coming at you for episode 40-something.
Seven?
I think it's 47 sounds right. We're coming close to episode 50.
Yes, it's quickly approaching.
And
you're joined by your co-host. Left that part out.
I'm getting to it.
I haven't
introduced you yet. I might not introduce you yet. Maybe we'll leave the people hanging.
Surprise guest co-host.
I'm joined by Jason, as always. Jason, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is usually the part of the show that you have something, you know...
I didn't prepare anything
seemingly,
to say, no,
you never prepare anything, but
no. Usually
you make something up at this point.
I usually do, yeah.
Yeah. Not today?
I don't have anything. I mean, life is normal.
You mentioned to me off-air, which we should say we rarely talk off-air.
Well, here's how most of the conversations go off-air. We start talking about something, usually sports-related, and then I go, no, wait, save it for the show.
And we usually don't save it for the show.
Well, we forget about it.
Yeah.
The whole point, though, is I feel like our conversations off-air are sometimes way more entertaining than the ones on-air.
Yeah, they are.
What we need to do is just have a little pocket recorder,
uh-huh.
And we just record our life and
yeah.
just, you know, edit. I mean, if we had a full-time person, like producer,
that'd
to edit
it. That'd be a lot of editing.
I know, but it would make for a really great show.
Sure. Well, you did tell me off-air that you were messaging with a friend of the show.
Ice BB. No, Ice B.
Ice B. Now, we gave him the name Ice B.
Yes.
But he's recently joined the Lower Road Radio group on ESPN Street for the Cash.
Right.
And, but he put his name as Ice B.
I'm okay with that.
Well, normally we don't let the guest have that kind of leeway.
No.
But with Brandon, I mean Ice B.
Yes. Not Ice BB.
Ice B.
Yeah, Ice.
That's a mouthful. That's a lot to say.
It is.
Double Ice B.
D-I-B.
Anyway, with Ice B, I'm going to call him Ice B because it's Ice B is just too much to say
yeah.
for me. Ice B, you're messaging him?
Well, he sent me a message. Here, let me look it up really quick.
Okay.
Because we're recording the show this morning.
Yeah.
We've got to wake up like at 5:30 in the morning to get ready.
Right.
Take the kids to school and do all that jazz. So, like, I try to go to bed early on Tuesday night knowing that we're going to wake up, you know, 5:30 in the morning on Wednesday to get going.
What time did you go to bed?
Well, last night, I laid down like at 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
That's early.
I know. I mean, for me, I rarely get to bed before, like, midnight. I mean, most days, I lay down around midnight, and I don't sleep till about 1.
I've been watching, like, a 20-hour documentary on the city of New York, and I'm close to finishing it.
Is it a...
I was up till, like...
Ken Burns thing?
Rick Burns.
Rick Burns. Who is that?
It's his brother.
Really?
It looks like a Ken Burns documentary. It feels and looks just like it. But I just assume it's his brother. I'm just going to be honest with you. Because it's PBS. It looks and feels exactly like a Ken Burns documentary.
Okay.
Except it's Rick Burns. And
so he opens up the thing by saying, I'm coming for you. I have the pick in for Indy, so it looks like we'll be tied up. Did you pick Indy? Because at the time, we were both like 4 or 5 wins.
Right.
And we were actually gunning for second place because Philly Cheese has taken the early lead on the month.
He's on a 9-game winning streak already.
Already. I mean, that's pretty good.
It's really good.
And I said, no, I've got OKC, you know.
Yeah.
I said, but tomorrow morning I've got Russian hockey. He goes, yeah, I was going to do that this morning, but I didn't know enough about it to place a bet on it. And I'm trying to play slow and stable. I said, yeah, I totally lost it. Like later.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going for the Spurs, you know, so we're going back and forth about ESPN for the Cash. But he goes, you know, he's taking the last couple podcasts off, you know, because he's got a new job and he's trying to, you know, figure it out. But
blah, blah, blah.
But he says, the show's great. Happy for you guys. He's like, I'm telling everyone I know. It's only like 10 people, but still to tune in. You know, he's in North Carolina. So, you know, it's fun. I mean, more and more people are catching on.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know. Ice B is
And he's got, right now, he's got a 6-game winning streak, Ice Beat. Poor Johnny Meadows.
Yeah.
Geez. Already a 3-game losing streak. John, I'm feeling for you, you know. When you hurt, I hurt. You know, I'm sorry that not only are you, you know, on this horrible losing streak, but then, you know, your friend Philly Cheese comes in and just rolls it. I mean, just immediately walks in and just owns it. So, yeah, I feel bad for you.
My record on the month, I'm 11-4 already. I mean, now, I've got a couple, like, I had a 5-game winning streak and then another 3-game winning streak. I'm on a 2-game winning streak right now.
Now, we should say, for those that play Streak the Cash, you may or may not have seen, they're going to give us the ability to pick every single bowl game.
Yes.
And if you get every single bowl game right, they're going to give you $1 million.
There's 42 bowls.
So impossible.
It's not impossible.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's impossible.
That's like saying it's impossible to pick the NCAA bracket, and people do it all the time.
No, people don't do it all
the
time.
Yeah, no. Listen, it happens like once every 3 years. That's all the time. I mean, no, it's happened.
All the time would be like 10 people.
I know, but it's way more than just 42 picks. It's more than that.
Well, it's 32 is the first round, and usually after the first round.
It's 32, it's 16, is 48, and then another.
This is the equivalent of getting
56. The first two rounds, right?
This is getting like the first two rounds.
And that happens all the time.
I almost feel like this is harder. Because at least in the first two rounds, there are a few gimmies. I mean, at least 4 gimmies, right?
Well, the ones beating the 16s,
right?
That's a gimme.
Yeah.
And then 2 beating 15 is not a gimme.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it. You know, you're like a 90% chance of getting that.
Well, either way, I hope it's one of us. Well, I hope it's me.
Well, what I was thinking was, next week, let's just do a bowl special.
Uh-huh.
We'll pick all 42 games.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Like, what's the first bowl game? It's like New Mexico versus
Texas San Antonio.
Texas San Antonio versus New Mexico.
Yeah.
We don't have to break that game down because we don't know anything about it.
We know where New Mexico is.
It's a state. In the lower 48.
That's one of my favorite lines from The Simpsons.
What?
Somebody says something about New Mexico, and Homer goes, "There's a New Mexico?" there's a New Mexico? We know where New Mexico is.
Yeah.
It's in between Texas and Arizona. Do you know on the map of Texas where San Antonio lies?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Well, deep in the heart of Texas.
Right.
It's south of Dallas. It's south of Austin.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you just go straight south.
South.
Yeah.
Okay. I would not want to live in San Antonio. Too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Honestly, Oklahoma was too hot.
Yeah.
And, like, San Antonio is a good, like, 6 to 7 hours south of where I live.
No, thank you.
No.
I don't need that.
No, it's okay in the wintertime, you know, when it's, like, 65 degrees.
Right now, it's cold outside. You might be hearing trucks drive by in the Lower Road Radio studios right now.
Yes.
It's pretty cold outside. I like it.
I like it cold. I don't like it. Like, yesterday it was rainy and cold. That's the worst.
Yeah.
If it's dry and cold, I don't have... Or snowy and cold. Like, wet rain. Like, 34 degrees and rainy. That's the worst.
I kind of feel like if we're still doing the podcast in 50 years, this is what it's going to be. Just us complaining about the weather.
I'm okay with that. You know, why not? Talking about, you know, robot players.
Uh-huh.
By then, there will be robot players. 50 years from now?
No.
50 years ago, we were on horse and buggy.
It's not true.
No, some people, like Amish people.
Yes, 50 years ago, Amish people.
And 50 years from now, they probably still will be. But
if they're still Amish. No, there are not going to be robot football players in 50 years.
Maybe. We don't know.
I mean, there might be a guy with like a prosthetic arm that's somewhat robotic, maybe.
50 years? Do you know how far away that... Like, that's...
I think we've kind of hit a peak.
I don't think so.
I think we're
technology gonna, doubles like every 6 months.
That's something they say, but you can't prove.
Look at...
It's like in sports when somebody says, like, you know, like, this person has more intangibles than somebody else.
Listen,
like, it's just something people say.
No, like, this iPhone that I have is, like, if you just go back, like, 3 or 4 years, like, this blows away anything. Remember, my first cell phone was just, my first smartphone was just, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. It wasn't even a thing. Like, 5, 6, like, when we got married that same year, 2001, I didn't have a cell phone when I got married.
I remember once, like, paying $5 to look up an Ohio State score on my old phone. Like, a really
you
old...
You paid money to look up a score?
I don't know if it was $5, but I remember I was, like, with some people, and we were, like, out in the middle of nowhere or something like that, and...
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, I didn't, because you had to pay to get online or something, you know what I mean?
To use data.
To use the data for the internet or whatever.
Right. But it wasn't even a smartphone.
No, but so you had to, like, click through, and it was all text.
Yeah.
And
so to hit F, you had to hit the 3 button, like, 333.
Right, yeah, and we were, and someone wanted to know the score, and I was like, I hope I can do this without being charged.
Yeah.
And I did it, and I got charged or something like that. So, yeah, we've come a long way. Now,
that's just cell phones.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people are living with, like, baboon hearts. Like, Dick Cheney has a baboon heart.
I don't think
he does. I'm pretty sure he does. I mean, all sorts of crazy stuff's happening.
Okay, whatever.
So I went to the Apple store, though, because my phone died.
Yeah.
And I saw, well, we live near Columbus.
Yeah.
The closest Apple store's in Columbus. So they sent me down to the Players Mall to go get a phone.
Big city.
And I'm walking through the mall. I've got all the kids with me, which I don't know why. That was a stupid decision.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time, and I'm going through the busiest mall in all of Ohio.
Yeah.
Looking for the Apple store.
Guys, we're going to the Apple store.
And, well, my youngest son, Teddy, is 4 years old.
Yeah.
And he was so excited to go to the Apple store. And when we got there, he's like, where are the apples? And he was actually really disappointed.
Yeah.
Because he thought we were actually going to get apples. And I didn't even think about explaining it to him. But,
yeah.
In his mind, there's going to be like just apples everywhere.
A store of apples?
That's great.
Count me in.
I get there and I'm wearing a red shirt, and every employee there, I don't know, I don't go to the Apple store. I've never been there before.
Yeah.
But every employee had a red shirt on. And so I just bled right in, and I was just trying to find someone to talk to. And, you know, there's 10,000 people there. It was awful. But on my way out, I saw a guy, and he looked different. Like, distinguished, like somebody important.
Ooh, distinguished. Okay.
And, you know, I mean, some people look like that. And he's sitting on a stool, like, looking into the Apple store like he's waiting on someone.
Right.
And I look at him, and I'm like, who is that guy? And then, like, all of a sudden it hit me, it's Clark Kellogg.
The Clark Kellogg. CBS analyst, former NBA and Ohio State basketball star.
Very good player.
Very good.
Yeah. And, I mean, slightly before our time, I don't remember watching him actively as a Ohio State player.
I remember people complaining that Lawrence Funderburk wasn't as good as him.
He wasn't. So, like, what do you do when you see someone famous?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tricky thing.
Selfie.
I wanted to really, really bad. But the other thing I wanted to do is introduce my son Gideon to him and say, I would like to introduce you to the next star at Ohio State basketball. I almost did it.
Yeah.
And I almost want to get a picture with my kids with Clark Kellogg.
Sure.
But then it's like, that's,
yeah.
You don't want to be that guy.
No, you don't want to be that guy.
So I did that thing where I'm walking by and I just like, I raise up like two fingers.
Okay.
Like not the whole hand wave,
right.
Not like, hey,
I don't need the whole mall.
Hey, look at me right here. Oh, hey, I know who you are. You know,
yeah.
I didn't do that. I just did like the head nod and like the two fingers.
Right.
Like up in the air. And so he did the head nod back.
Wow.
Like with a little smile.
Wow.
Like I felt him saying, I appreciate that you're not talking to me. He's like, you know what I'm saying?
So you had a, this is what I'm hearing.
I had a connection with Clark Kellogg.
You had a chance to book Clark Kellogg as a guest on Lower Road Radio and you didn't do it.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking that at the time, but
yeah. Yes,
that is true.
That is messed up.
Well,
that could have been our ticket to the big time.
I also ran into Maurice Claret at a...
It's not always a good thing.
Well, we weren't like, you know, it wasn't in a shady area of town. I mean,
yeah.
It was like at the convention center down in Columbus. Mm-hmm. But I saw him and, you know, I wanted really bad to go up to him.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather talk to Maurice Claret rather than Clark Kellogg. But Clark Kellogg, maybe in March because it's relevant to...
I'd talk to either one of them. Any time of the day, I'd be happy to.
I know, but then you look like that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I wouldn't have talked to him. There's no way I would have talked to him.
No,
I would have done exactly. I probably wouldn't even have done what you did.
Yeah,
I probably would have just, you know what I mean, peed my pants and ran away.
Well, like somehow in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to do this head nod, the two finger thing,
sure.
And then he's going to start a conversation.
Right. He's going to call you over.
That's right.
Hey, bud.
Hey,
nice beard.
Know. Yeah. I see you have many children. You know. But then I didn't want to do the thing where, because I really wanted to introduce Gideon to him. Gideon's going to be a college athlete. I'm convinced of it. But I didn't want to do that because I didn't want my other kids to feel bad that I'm calling Gideon out.
They all know.
Well, oh, by the way, Harrison
yeah.
listened to the last show.
Yeah.
I'm in the car with him. We're driving. And then it comes up. And he was so excited about coming on the show.
I mean, I want him on the show.
Really, really
he
excited.
Has to be.
And he's like giggling and laughing. And like he had a smile on his face for the next like 12 hours.
Wow. That's good. He's going to make our show. He might be a better guest than Clark Kellogg.
Possibly. He probably knows just as much about college basketball.
Probably.
But I told him, I said, I said, we might do it on Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's excited about that. And I said, what if I gave you that for your Christmas present? Like, you could be on the podcast. And he's like, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He's all excited. So I didn't even have to spend any money.
Nice. Score.
That's great.
Wish I could do that with my kids. They would decline.
No, my kids, they honestly think.
Hey, I think Harrison's going to be great. You know. Also, the thing about Harrison, he's not afraid to tell the truth. The other day, we were talking about your daughter's basketball game.
Yeah.
And said something about how did it go. And you being very positive, you're like, hey, she got to go in the game. And
yeah.
You know, because she's new to the team. And
it's her first year ever playing.
And she's missed the first part of practice.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, had not been playing a lot. But she got to go into the game, you know. So you're making a very positive. And
right.
Harrison, you know, chimes in and he's like, but she kind of did not so good because she gave the ball to the other team like 3 times. Like, hey, that's the truth, you know?
She's getting better. Well, they played a game last night? Or no, the night before.
Yeah.
And I sent you a picture of the scoreboard at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
It's 7th grade girls basketball.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, it's kind of a big deal.
Unfortunately.
It was 22-0.
Yeah.
It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, just totally. They're so dominating. There's 3 girls on this team, 7th grade girls basketball, that are as tall as I am.
Wow.
Like, they're, I mean, 5'11", 6 foot.
Yeah.
And for 7th grade girls basketball,
yeah.
It's scary good.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting all the rebounds, putting up all the shots. I mean, that team, I told Estelle, I'm like, you need to practice really, really hard. And I want you to stay with this team because this team is going to win a bunch of games.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I want her to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny. Yeah. Well, all right, so...
Let's be done breaking down junior high girls basketball.
I could keep going. So here's the deal. We've been picking all season long. We have picked every single time a ranked team is playing a ranked team.
Yes.
In college football. And you built up a pretty good lead. Then I kind of chipped away a little bit at it. Chipped away.
Right.
And then as of last week, I was behind like 4 games.
Yes.
And so you did me a favor. You let me pick first, and we just went confidence picks.
Right.
And we went back and forth. You know,
and I agreed to take the opposite team.
Yeah, but it's not like I picked every game and then you picked the opposites. You got to pick every other one too. So, you know, I got the big one because I picked Alabama first. That was the obvious. So that was kind of a slam dunk. And after that, none of them were slam dunks. But anyway, that being said, I went 4-1 last week, and you went 1-4. Now, we spent, I don't know, before the show, I'd say at least 30 minutes trying to figure out.
Today. Yeah.
I made some sort of mathematical error, and I ran all the numbers, and you were winning by, like, 2 games or 1 game, but then our numbers didn't add up. Like,
right.
They
should have added up to a total of, like, 35 games.
Right, and mine was, like, 33, and yours was 35 or something like that.
Right.
So... anyway, that being said, we went back, we fixed the error after much consternation, and we are tied. We are both, I don't have it written there, we are both 20...
23 and 16.
No. Is that it?
No, 23 and 15. No, 24 and 11.
I think we're 24 and 11. We're both...
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Last week, we spent, even on the show, like, couple minutes trying to figure out, could
right.
we tie?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you're like...
At the time, based on your wrong numbers, there was no possible way we could tie. And
yeah.
I thought, okay, I'm good with this.
Yeah, right.
Like, basically, I've got this. As long as I get one of these games right...
But if we would have stopped for just a second to think about it, then we would have realized it's ridiculous that we can't tie.
I assumed that your numbers were correct.
Even with... Even my numbers... Anyway, it was just a long way of saying we tied.
I don't know if I would have agreed to do what I did had I known that we had the potential to tie.
Well, so what we decided is that we're going to have a tie break. We
yes.
are picking the bowl games, but that's separate.
That's a separate thing.
So here's the tie break for the season. Army and Navy are playing on Saturday.
Yes.
Neither of which are ranked.
No, Army is ranked. No, I'm sorry, Navy is ranked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So
they're ranked 25th.
They're ranked 25th.
Yes, they're 9-3, and Army is 6-5.
Okay, so and then it's Army Navy. Hey,
it's at Navy.
When Army Navy play, you throw out the record books.
They're usually really bad, so it doesn't matter.
So we're going to use that as a tiebreaker. What we didn't decide before the show was who's going to pick who, because we both can't pick the same team.
I obviously would like to pick Navy.
I'll take Army.
Okay,
I've always been more of an Army guy than a Navy guy. Personally.
Okay.
All right.
So that's the tiebreaker.
So that's it. If
winner takes all.
If Army wins, I win. If Navy wins, you win. That's it. Now, where it does matter, the rankings, nobody cares about our rankings, but the college football Final Four after last weekend's football has finally been decided. Alabama's going to play Washington, and Ohio State's going to play Clemson, and that's your Final Four. Predictions.
First of all, I'm happy with that because all the teams in the top four only have one loss.
Okay.
A lot of people were making, you know, this team should be there, that team should be there. And I understand, I mean, we've talked about this for 2 weeks in a row now,
mm-hmm.
conference champions. And I do agree conference champions should mean something. And I'm okay to say you have to be a conference champion to make it in. But all the other teams have two losses or three.
Yeah.
Those teams should not play for the national championship. If you've got multiple losses, all the teams in it have zero losses, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
or one loss, Clemson, Ohio State, Washington. They only have one loss.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
I think Ohio State's the first, now they've only been doing this for a few years, I think they're the first team in the Final Four that's not
conference champion. Yeah.
But everybody thinks Ohio State
well, in
is
the AP
better
poll,
than Penn State.
In the AP, they finished second.
Ohio State did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then USA Today poll, too.
Yeah, I mean, really the argument is Ohio State better than Michigan? I think most people...
They beat Michigan.
Yeah.
So they're better.
Penn State beat Ohio State.
I think Penn State could be better.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Of the top eight teams in the final ranking, out of the top eight, half of them are Big Ten.
Yeah.
There are four Big Ten teams in the top eight.
Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin.
It's pretty good. And all those teams legitimately are good.
And in the top 10, Ohio State has played Penn State, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Their schedule was tough.
It was tough.
Oh, okay. So.
Predictions.
Predictions.
Alabama is going to beat Washington. I don't see a scenario where Washington wins that.
No.
It's not going to happen.
It's not happening. And I think the game's like in Florida, too, which is in Alabama's favor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The Ohio State Clemson, that's in the Fiesta Bowl.
I don't think Ohio State's ever lost to the Fiesta Bowl, have they?
I don't know. They're really, really good. And they go to the Fiesta Bowl, seems like, every other year.
Yeah.
Now,
and if they were playing in Florida, you'd almost give it a little advantage to
Clemson
for
yeah.
that. But Clemson's going to have to travel far, just like Ohio
State.
Well,
they both will have to travel far.
So there's not really an advantage. I mean, it kind of feels like a home field advantage for Ohio State because they've been there so many times.
I almost think this, though. I think a lot of Ohio State fans, there's so many of them because it's such a huge college.
Yeah.
But because they've gone to the Fiesta Bowl so many times, I think a lot of people are probably tired of going there. Like, they want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since Ohio State's played, like, in the Rose Bowl. Like, they'd rather go to Pasadena rather than, you know.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I get it.
But that's the problem is, I'm not sure if Ohio State will travel as well if they continue to go to the same place, seems like, what, every year now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's making a huge difference. I think what, as an Ohio State fan, what scares me is it doesn't seem like we traditionally stop running quarterbacks very well.
Yeah.
And they have probably the best running quarterback in football right now.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, maybe.
Well, then Jackson's better. On a college level, he might not be a better pro. He's a better running college quarterback right now. Pretty good.
Well, either way, they're both really good.
That Louisville team's not as good as the Clemson team.
Uh-huh.
And Jackson carries that team.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they have problems stopping running quarterbacks.
Yes.
So that makes me nervous. I think Ohio State has played a little bit above their heads all year.
Yeah.
They're so young, but, you know, after this whole year, they're not so young. You know, they actually have a lot of experience. They're certainly talented. It makes me really nervous.
They're one of the top teams in turnover ratio.
Yeah.
They're like plus 25 or something.
Yeah.
To their advantage, big time. And I'm not so sure Clemson's has played. I know Clemson hasn't played this competition that Ohio State's played.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Ohio State's played some really tough teams.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, we didn't know how good or bad Oklahoma was. But Oklahoma turned out not to be a scrub. I mean, there were only two losses on the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe Houston got lucky against them. Like, Oklahoma was overlooking Houston to play Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because they lost to Houston first, before the Ohio State game.
Yeah.
So, that's one of those trap games that they lost to Houston. They probably should have won that. I know they should have won it. And then Ohio State going into Oklahoma, I mean, that's going to be a tough game either way. So,
well, we'll see. I definitely could see Deshaun Watson going crazy. And, you know, like just owning Ohio State. I hope.
They played, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, was that Deshaun Watson, though?
I don't know.
They played when Sammy Watkins was on Clemson.
Oh, it's been maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, so I don't know. If it was Deshaun Watson, it wasn't the same Deshaun Watson that's playing now. So we'll see. As an Ohio State fan, I hope they win, obviously, but I'm also extremely pessimistic when it comes to Ohio State. I always think they're going to lose. I thought they were going to lose like three games this year.
So when we officially pick the game next week
in
the bowl special, I'm okay picking Clemson.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't hurt me.
Yeah.
And almost being the pessimistic sports fan I am, I'd rather pick Clemson to win.
And then be wrong.
And be wrong.
Yeah. My one thing that makes me pause is I do think Urban Meyer's like the best. I think Nick Saban's the best coach in football.
Yeah.
But I think Urban Meyer might be the best game planner for like a bowl, you know, just to come up with like a offensive scheme.
He does really well in big games.
Yeah.
Whether it's like rival game, Ohio State Michigan, or whether it's a bowl game.
Right.
He's proven himself, not just at Ohio State, but at Florida.
Yeah.
And Utah and Bowling Green.
Right.
Like, big game, he wins the big game.
Yeah. So I do have faith in Urban Meyer, but I just think the team just doesn't quite have enough to make it work. But, you know, Ohio State's national championship teams are not the teams that should have won national championships.
That is true.
It's been that way. What, they've won two in the last whatever. Trestle won one and Urban Meyer's won one.
Yeah.
And last year's team is the team that should have won.
Right.
And the Trestle team that should have won was the Troy Smith Heisman team.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely.
Ted Ginn. And,
yeah, that team was stacked.
Yeah.
Antonio Holmes. I mean,
you
could go on and on. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I expect Alabama to win it all. I'd like to see Ohio State Alabama play for the national championship.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Bama Clemson would be a rematch of last year, right?
No. Wasn't that Florida State last year?
I don't know.
Who knows? Who keeps track of this stuff?
No.
Nobody.
Technically, we weren't even doing a podcast last year.
Were we? We started, well, I think.
It was really, really close.
It was close. So we weren't getting paid to pay attention to sports back then.
We're not getting paid now.
That's true. We should thank our sponsors.
Yes.
Pilot Pens. Thank you for sponsoring the show today.
Yeah. Nissan Altima.
Just the 2002
Nissan Altima. That's what I'm rocking out front.
Go get one.
It's a great car.
It's got
heated seats.
Sure. Heated seats, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like it.
Fancy. All right, so let's get off of, mercifully, let's get off of college football. let's transition in the NFL really quickly. So right now, there's a race happening in the NFL. There's a heated competition in the NFL.
Who's going to finish?
Who's going to finish last?
Last.
And who's going to get that sweet, sweet first pick in the NFL draft? That honestly,
the coveted number one pick.
Yeah, that always works out.
Every time.
Always works out.
Especially for the Browns.
Yes. So so the race is in between the 49ers and the Browns. The 49ers have one win.
Yes.
The Browns have not won yet.
Yes.
So what happens if it's a tie?
There's a tiebreaker.
Well, I suppose I don't split the number one pick.
No, they don't split the number one pick.
Yeah, like, wouldn't that be funny? Like,
I think, like, on draft day, they should do paper, rock, scissors, like, in front of everybody.
Right.
That would be fun. Like, best two out of three.
I like it.
And that, like, you don't know whether to prepare first or second. Nobody knows.
If you were going into a paper, rock, scissors with those kind of stakes, would you prepare your order of paper, rock, scissors?
Ooh.
Or would you just, whatever feels right in the moment, or react to what they were doing?
It depends who you're facing.
Yeah.
Like, I would do some research. Like, who are you going up against? Is it a coach? Is it an athletic director? Is it a player?
I'd be tempted just to script my paper, rock, scissors.
Like, the first 20, like Andy Reid scripts his first 25 plays.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go rock, paper, rock.
Rock, paper, rock, paper, scissor.
I don't know. Scissors, paper, rock. You know what I mean? I don't even know how.
I wonder if there's a way to look this up. But I think a lot of people do rock up front.
Yeah? You think so?
I think so. Because you're in front of you, you're like, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You know, you got the, you know, whatever. Or scissors.
Yeah.
I think very few people do paper. As their first pick.
Really? So you're going to go scissors on your first pick.
Well, but rock is the other one, though. That's the problem. So if you go scissors, rock is going to beat you.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So much more informed about rock, paper, scissors than we are about college football.
Here's the thing. There's a rock, paper, scissors, like, championship.
I know.
And, like, the same guys make it every year.
Yeah.
There's strategy to it.
I guess.
It doesn't just happen.
I guess. Do they wear sweatbands and, like, the whole thing?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, athletic apparel. Like,
yeah, I'm sure some of them do.
Oh, my gosh.
I think paper is the least likely on the first hit.
Which means you would go, what? On this?
Well, you don't want to go scissors on your first one. Because if paper is the most likely, yeah, but paper beats rock.
Okay.
So you almost want to go rock. Because at least rock you'll tie.
Right.
But if they go scissors, you beat them. Scissors.
Right.
You don't want to go paper on your first one, though.
So, do you think in this situation it should be rock, paper, scissors, shoot, rock, paper, scissors, shoot, rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Or should
it
be rock,
pause.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
And then wait, like back up, like reset. Yeah, you got to think this through.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I think I'd script it. I would just script it.
Like you would have an arm brand on, like with the plays and a Velcro.
Right. Like a guy on the sidelines.
Like, calling in signals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. I don't even know what we're talking about. So,
the draft.
Here's the problem is there's no Andrew Luck, and I don't even think actually he's that good. But, like, when he came out, it was okay, you get the next John Elway if you win this pick. Can you think of anybody in college football that you're, like, just dying to have?
No, but I think that, like, the big one this year, Dak Prescott came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't the number one pick overall. He was, like, the fifth quarterback or something.
Either one of these teams could have him as their quarterback if they would have drafted him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But what I'm saying, though, is, you know, you're looking for guys like that. So, I mean, guys could come in and compete on day one. And I'm not sure. I mean, we follow the college football, but it seems as though the draft, there's always, like, some weird, like, Carson Wentz. Nobody knew Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
It's like San Diego State.
South Dakota.
Like,
no, North Dakota State.
I don't even know.
The Bison.
But the whole point, though, is there's always, like, this quarterback that comes out of this weird school.
Yeah.
It's like, where? I've never even heard of this guy.
Right.
And Mel Kiper has him, like, on the top five on his board. on the big board.
Don't mess with Mel Kiper.
What I'm saying, though, there's always guys like that that, you know, I mean, I'm not smart enough to break down the NFL draft right now.
Okay.
Or ever.
Good to know. All right. Well, that's it. I mean, you know.
Well, here's the problem is the Browns, RG3's coming back. The shoulder surgery's done. He's healed.
Do we think they're doing that so that they can make sure they get the first pick?
I think he could accidentally win a game.
I don't think so. I don't think he's good at being a quarterback.
I think here's the problem is I think RG3 is playing for his career right now. And if he doesn't, I think if he wins a game or two and looks.
You could put me out there. I'd be playing for my career. If you're not good, you're not good.
What I'm saying is he might step up to it and say, because if he does really well and looks impressive, another team will sign him. If he doesn't stay with the Browns. Even if the Browns cut him, someone else will sign him. Because he's athletic.
He is athletic.
That's what I'm saying. If he goes out there, runs around, throws a couple touchdowns, wins a game, somebody will look at him thinking, well, he's better than what we got.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a third of the quarterbacks in the league that are awful. They're just bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying RG3 is better than a third of those quarterbacks. But when you're saying all these quarterbacks are horrible, it's like, well, at least he's athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at least he's something. He's not just like some 38-year-old white dude that
can't even
run anymore.
Like, if you were like the Bills, you might bring him in as a backup.
Oh, I don't know. The Bills have some younger.
Well, I'm saying they have Tyrod Taylor. So if Tyrod Taylor's your starter, you don't want your backup to be a traditional step-back quarterback. You want your backup to be an athletic, running around kind of guy like that. So that way, if the backup has to come in, you can run the same offense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I don't even know why we're talking about this.
It's the worst two teams in the league.
Yeah. They're both really bad. And
nobody thought San Francisco – the Browns are supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Because it's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
But nobody thought the 49ers were going to be this bad.
No.
I mean, they're just a couple years off of, like, seriously competing. Like, big time.
Jim Harbaugh is a good coach.
He's a great coach.
Because that team was in the Super Bowl,
like,
a minute ago.
With Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And he's an awful quarterback.
Chip Kelly, go back to college.
Chip Kelly's a great college quarterback. It's not a coach.
Yeah.
He's not a great NFL coach.
He's not good. He's bad, actually,
at
being an NFL coach. I thought that Texas should have made a push for him.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if they did, if they inquired at all.
Well,
but I would have.
Yeah, Tom Herman ended up there, and I think that's a pretty safe pick because he was doing things in Houston, like right around the corner.
Yeah.
Like recruiting 5-star players at Houston.
Yeah.
If you can recruit 5-star players at Houston,
you can do it at Texas.
Oh, Texas all day long.
Well, hopefully Texas gets good again. I view Texas as like a Notre Dame, Ohio State.
They're not in that category. But
No. Like traditionally, I think college football is better when Texas is good.
Yeah. There's 15 teams that when they're good, college football is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you said Texas can be good or Texas A&M can be good, I'd rather Texas be good.
I agree. It's all the Notre Dame and Ohio State and USC. And
I'm trying to think of where Chip Kelly could go. Like, is there
LSU signed their assistant coach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Texas has
Oregon.
Oregon just signed somebody.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Like the Southern Florida coach or something.
I was thinking there is another coach, another job that's like in jeopardy. I thought it was a decent school.
I don't know. Is Brian Kelly safe at Notre Dame?
Oh, no, he's not safe.
No.
I don't think so. They actually just gave him an extension like last year.
Trade Kelly for Kelly. Trade out Brian and get in Chip.
I'd rather Chip than Brian.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move past the NFL onto the NBA really quickly. The notable thing that happened the other day is Klay Thompson scored 60 points, which is difficult to do. But it's even more difficult to do in like 29 minutes.
29 minutes.
Is that what it was?
It was 29 minutes.
Dang
it.
And
his pace, 29 minutes and 60 points, was on a pace to score greater than 100 points. It was on a higher point per minute total than Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
If and they didn't play him in the fourth quarter. If you're Klay Thompson, you
well,
want
29 minutes. He didn't even play the full three quarters.
You want a shot at it, right?
No, I don't know. It's hard to do.
Well, yeah, it's hard to do, but if you've got 60 points in three quarters,
you have to score at least 40 points in the fourth quarter. The problem was they were winning
by
40 points.
Or he could have an 80-point game, you know, which is cooler than a 60-point game.
That's true.
You know.
So, of the 60-point games, I read this to you before the show.
Yeah.
There have been a handful of players do it. Kobe Bryant scored 60 points on six different occasions. Michael Jordan did it five times. Elgin Baylor did it four times. And there's only one NBA player who scored more than 60 points multiple times in a game.
Yeah.
It was Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Who did it 32 times.
That's ridiculous.
32 times. Well, the one season, he actually averaged 50 points a game.
Yeah.
And it was 50.4 points a game. And he scored over 50 points.
Yeah.
A record 118 times in his career.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, to average in a season.
Yeah.
Gotta...
That is insane.
Yeah.
On his 100-point game, he made 28 of 32 free throws.
He was shooting them underhanded. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, there's no video of it.
Yeah, that's the one season
he
shot underhanded.
Yeah. No, that's – yeah. I don't know. Do you think a 100-point game is possible today?
Yeah. If Klay Thompson can score 60 points in 29 minutes, it's possible. I don't know that – I mean, certainly not likely, or I wouldn't think it's going to happen. It'd have to be, I would think, somebody that can –
the three-pointer.
And it has to be a three-point shooter.
Well, that's the impressive part about Wilt. There was no three-pointer.
Yeah.
All of his were regular field goals and free throws.
Yeah. Well, he scored 30 points when the clock was stopped, you know, which helps.
Yeah.
It would have to be a three-point shooter. They got really super hot on a team. You almost think it'd be more likely to happen on a team that's not great.
Yeah.
You know, like John Wall scored 52 points last night.
Right.
And a loss, which is hilarious. You'd almost think it'd have to be on a team like that.
Yeah.
You know, that they're like, why the heck not? We're not going to win a championship. Let's see if we can make this
happen. Well, I think like a really good player on a really bad team.
Yeah.
Or a team like middle of the road and they're just competing.
Yeah.
Like just by chance, it's like, well, this guy's hot and you just keep feeding him the ball.
Kobe scored 80 in a game once, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, if Kobe can score 80... I think I'm not gonna say.
I tell you, he was shooting for 100.
Yeah, I don't know that it's gonna happen. If Kobe was, the longer Kobe could stay in his prime, he's the most likely one to do it. I would think that if he had a night where he was super hot from three, and the word pass is not in his dictionary.
No,
you know, so he would be the most likely to do it. So a lot of the superstars now that like could do it, like let's say LeBron just for some reason was just crazy hot from 3-point line. And was just like couldn't miss. I think he could do it, like if he really wanted to.
But even if you think about that, like let's say you're crazy hot from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
And you make 25 threes.
Yeah.
25 3-pointers.
Yeah.
That's 75 points. You're still 25 points short.
Yeah.
Of hitting 100.
Well, I'm just saying, like I think, but it's not in his, it's not his personality. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't go for 100.
No.
And I can't think of one guy today that could do it. Like there are guys that have that mindset. Like Jamal Crawford would love to score 100 points in a game, but it's never going to happen, you know? So, I don't know. I can't think of anybody that really could do it right now.
What? I think the opposing team would throw everything at that guy, too.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be the team
no.
that someone scored 100 points against.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Kobe's the only one that, like, in his mind, like, it doesn't matter. You just put three guys on me, I will not pass the ball. If I'm this hot, I'm shooting the ball.
It's true.
Yeah.
It would be fun. You know, like, if Cleveland was really, really bad.
Yeah.
To, like, LeBron, like, once a week. Mm-hmm. Not every night, because that would be pretty intense. But, like, once a week, we just want you to go for the 100 points.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, if you're feeling it, we just want you to go for it.
Right. Yeah. Just every single game, you just wait for that first 5 minutes, and if he gives you the heads up, like, yeah, I think I'm feeling good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird thing about basketball, isn't it? To have a hot night. To be like, I'm really locked in tonight.
Yeah.
Do you think that's just luck? Like, I just got lucky that night? Or do you think, like, somebody could find that place and stay in it?
No,
place?
I think there's a confidence level. Like, you drain two or three.
Yeah.
And, like, your confidence level rise. You're more aggressive.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, you know, a random.
So it's like your heart rate kind of slows down a little
bit.
You're not.
I really think that.
You're not so stiff. You're not. Yeah. Because when you're trying to not miss,
you're going to miss.
You're going to miss.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're just feeling it, going for it,
doing the bull dance, feeling the flow.
I think it's possible. I don't think it's going to ever be done.
No.
I think any of today's players, any of them, if they went back, you know, 50 years, 60 years,
yeah,
they could do it.
Like, yeah.
Like, Kevin Durant is 7 foot tall.
Yeah. Kevin Durant could go for 100.
He could. I don't think he could do it, though. But if Kevin Durant played 50 years ago, I think no doubt he scores 100.
Kevin Durant played 50 years ago, yeah. He'd average 60 points a game.
Yeah.
There's nobody that could stop him.
He would do what Wilt did.
Well, there's no three-point line, which didn't.
I know, but it doesn't matter. He's 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
But today, every team has 3 or 4 7-footers.
Yeah.
Back then, Wilt Chamberlain was the 7-footer in the league.
Yeah.
Him and Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, I mean, teams didn't have 7-footers.
Yeah. All right. The other thing in the NBA, really quickly, the other day I read this quote from Greg Popovich. I wanted to get your opinion on it. Somebody asked him at some kind of press conference or something about winning a championship. And he said, win the championship? I don't know, but it's not a priority in my life. I'd be much happier if I knew that my players were going to make society better, right? Good families, and took care of the people around them. I get more satisfaction out of that than a title. If Greg Popovich is your coach, do you like that quote? Or do you kind of feel like, I don't know, maybe just go for the title?
I have mixed feelings about that.
I knew you would.
You knew I'd have mixed feelings?
Yeah, I knew you would. That's why I asked you about it.
I think about it in terms, like, if he's my coach,
yeah,
I don't care. I want to win. Like, I don't care about society or anything else. If he's my son's coach,
yeah,
I think I'd want my son to play for that guy.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think, but I would think my son would want to play for a guy who wants to win.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I understand where he's coming from. You know, as a father, yeah. You know, as someone responsible for younger people in their life, you know, a coach or, you know, any of those things. I mean, we both have coached,
yeah,
you know, on elementary levels.
I coached an undefeated, you know, YMCA co-ed basketball team.
Haven't we all?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've coached for years, not even my own kids, but other kids' kids, other, you know, friends' kids and stuff. And, you know, you want to win, but it really is bigger than that. You're trying to have these kids understand life.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, if they're having fun and they understand life, they're going to be better basketball players too.
Yeah.
It's more than just X's and O's and layups, you know. I mean, there's so much more involved. So, you know, like I said, I think as a parent, I'd want my son to play for that. But as a fan, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And as a player, I wouldn't like it.
I like it. But I knew you'd be conflicted about it. I wonder if Greg Popovich would have said that 15 years ago.
Before he won anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Before they drafted Tim Duncan, mm-hmm. and he's just another coach.
Yeah.
Hadn't never really done anything special. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a good coach.
Sure.
But, yeah, you don't say that.
I don't think so.
Not publicly. You can feel that privately, but you don't say
but
that.
But now he's got all the championships. It gives him the freedom to, yeah. Okay, so I wanted to get your opinion on that because I knew you would be. Last thing, and it's, you know, it's not worth really dwelling on, but yesterday the Boston Red Sox signed Chris Sale.
Yeah.
So their starting three are Rick Porcello, Chris Sale, and David Wright.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, David Price. Not
yeah,
Wright.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just stupid. That's just crazy. And they have a very good young fielding and hitting team. You know, it's so, I think it'd be awesome next year if the Red Sox and the Cubs were in the World Series. Don't you think it'd be a fun World Series?
No, I hate the Cubs.
You hate the Cubs.
I hate the Cubs. I'm a Reds fan.
The Reds aren't going to the World Series next year.
No, but I hate the Cubs. I don't want the Cubs to win anything ever.
Okay.
Ever.
I don't have the animosity towards the Cubs that you do.
I'm not a Red Sox hater.
Yeah.
But of the Red Sox Yankees, I'm a Yankees guy.
Yeah.
So, I would. That, to me, that'd be a horrible World Series. I would hate that.
Oh, I would love it.
No, I would love. What I love is for the Red Sox to spend $300 million on this perfect starting lineup, a perfect starting team, and then have them go down in dramatic fashion round one of the playoffs. You know, to go up 3-0 and then lose 4 games in a row.
Yeah. I think baseball is in better shape, and we've said this before. I think it's in better shape than it's been in our entire lives.
Yeah.
And in having the Red Sox being really good is really good for baseball. All right, so let's go into our final segment. We teased it last week. We're going to have a dinner party. Quickly before we do, I wanted to amend something. We did a villain draft a few years ago.
A few years ago?
Oh, my gosh, I'm tired. A few weeks ago,
yeah.
We did a villain draft, and first of all, John Meadows texted me and said that I messed up because I didn't put Swiper in my villain draft.
Swiper. No Swiper.
So, obvious oversight on my part. I definitely should have put Swiper. He's an all-time villain, worse than Darth Vader. Whoever you can pick, nobody's more evil.
And if you don't know who Swiper is, just go watch Nick Jr. for a little bit.
Yeah. Dora.
Bridge. Canyon, waterfall, bridge, cannon, waterfall.
Have you heard Brian Regan talk about Dora the Explorer?
No.
It's very funny. He talks about like the fact that like somebody obviously thinks the word Dora and Explorer rhyme, you know? So it's like
Dora Explorer.
Somebody from Boston. Dora the Explorer, you know? Oh, my gosh. Very funny. So, look that up. But the other thing, I was watching Happy Gilmore just 2 nights ago.
Okay.
And I'm like, how did I not put Shooter McGavin as one of my all-time great villains? He definitely belongs on the list. The guy bought Happy Gilmore's grandma's home just to keep it away from her. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
He, you know, great villain. I'm watching him. It just, you really just have a real solid hatred for him. Just a really great villain. He does the like the shooter thing. That movie is so silly because in the last thing he hires the guy to drive the VW bug onto the field and run over Happy Gilmore. So great. And Vern Lundquist is the
I didn't realize that. It's been a couple years since.
Yeah, Vern Lundquist is doing the play by play. He's like this is amazing. You know, there's a car on the, you know, so it's pretty great. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to set a dinner party. We're going to be 8 people, including us, at this dinner party, and we have to have 6 people. Wow. 6 people that are...
Dan's writing numbers down in a row on his paper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He goes 1, 2, 6. You're really tired.
I said 6. I stayed up really late watching this New York documentary last night. Honestly, I was like past midnight.
I was watching. I only got 5 minutes into it because Shelby was out and she came home, and when she came home, I knew she wouldn't like it, so I shut it off. It's called 3%. It's a Netflix.
I saw that, but I didn't see. I watch it.
The base of the show is this: that it's like a futuristic dystopian. You know, world, and 3% of the population lives like in this utopia, like this perfect place.
Nice.
And when everybody, when they're 20 years old, has a chance to go live in this place. Mm. And if you make it the cut, you live it. And there's a competition and, you know, other stuff that happens. Okay, I only got 5 minutes into it, so I don't really know. But here's the problem of the show, which I don't know if I can go any further. It's like an 8-episode season, like a Netflix mini documentary, or not documentary, mini series. It's like French with English
subtitles.
No subtitles.
Voiceover. Really?
Yeah. Oh,
I couldn't do that.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
I'd rather have subtitles.
I don't know. First of all, my eyesight is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
And where I sit in my living room, because it's like a long
room. You sit way back.
I do sit way back. And I can watch TV fine because we've got a big TV, but I can't read anything on the screen.
Yeah.
Like letters. So I don't know if I can do subtitles.
So is that your, excuse me, boy,
Netflix suggestion of the week? I got 5 minutes into a French dubbed over English.
I would do my Netflix miniatures. Suggestion of the week to the New York documentary, but I've been watching it on Amazon Prime. So
there. Well, we can switch our affiliation. I mean, okay. Netflix doesn't pay us.
I've been watching this New York documentary.
Our Amazon Prime suggestion of the week is
is New York. I think it's just called New York. It's like 8 parts, like over 2 hours each.
I love documentaries.
It's
We've
really
talked about
good.
This before, but yeah.
Ken Burns style. It's very good.
I've been watching some UFO documentaries.
You usually do.
Yeah, there's a lot of them on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and I can only do it by myself because my wife hates that crap.
Right.
And my kids, I don't want to expose my kids to, you know, people being abducted. So, you know. So I end up watching it by myself, like, at midnight.
All right. So let's
do UFO documentaries.
Let's do our...
They're pretty good.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to have a dinner party, and at this
yes.
dinner party, we're going to invite 6 people. Okay.
First of all, are you picking chicken or fish?
Chicken.
I'm going to go with the fish.
Okay, all right. I already said this. So we're going to eat chicken at this dinner party.
And I think we need to assign each of our guests what they would pick, chicken or fish.
Okay. Jeez. All right, so first of all, slam dunk, it's Yogi Berra, right?
I'm okay with Yogi.
Okay, that's the one.
Yogi's going to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, right. Yogi Berra will definitely be there.
Yeah, number 5. Okay, yeah. Write down 7 and 8 for you and me.
Okay.
I want to make sure we're on there.
All right.
Because we're going to load this table up. I want to be sitting at this table.
Okay. So Yogi's definitely going to be there.
Okay. I think Yogi's a chicken guy.
Okay. Yogi, you want me to write it down?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yogi's getting the chicken.
Yogi's getting the chicken. I'm getting the chicken.
I'm going to go with the fish.
Getting the fish. All right. So so we have to agree on this. We can't disagree. So do you have any other suggestions?
I would like to nominate Pete Rose.
Pete Rose?
Yeah. I'm a big Reds fan.
Okay.
Pete Rose is an interesting character. He's going to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
And I just think he's fun.
Okay.
Like he did the broadcast. He did the podcast.
I wish
he did the broadcast for the World Series for Fox. I liked him. You know, I mean, he's goofy and he's crazy.
Okay, now on the count of three, because I think it's a slam dunk what he's going to get.
Yeah,
chicken or fish. Yeah. On the count of three, we'll say it together. And
after three, one, two, three, bum. Okay,
ready? One, two, three,
fish.
It was obvious, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He's a fish guy.
So stupid. All right.
Hey, we both thought the same thing, so obviously it's not stupid.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, are we going to... Now, remember, these are sports figures. Now, I wanted to put... for some reason I want to say Walter Cronkite, but that's not Walter Cronkite.
No, you're thinking, son of a gun.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali.
Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell. I want to put Howard Cosell.
Okay, for the sake of, like, those types of guys, I would almost rather, like, Bob Costas.
All right, so we're
gonna people hate Bob Costas.
Because he's very condescending.
And I'm okay with that.
You're condescending.
I'm condescending. I like Bob Costas.
So let's say we're going to put one announcer at the table.
To me, Bob Costas is more of a story.
We only get one announcer. We're going to put him at the table.
Okay.
You say Bob Costas?
Yes. I think he's more of like a historian. He understands all sports. Howard Cosell wasn't a historian as much as he was just like super active at that time. And it was during the civil rights movements, and he was really big with Muhammad Ali and some of those other guys. But
I want to put Bill Simmons at the table.
I don't like Bill Simmons. Now, I should say that. But, like, if he was ever to, like, we were joining his podcast network, I love Bill Simmons. But he's a liberal scumbag, and I can't stand him.
Do you think Bob Costas is
No,
not?
I think he's probably liberal. I don't think he's a scumbag.
Why do you think Bill Simmons is a scumbag?
I just don't know. I don't want Bill Simmons. I don't want Bill Simmons. I'd rather Howard Cosell than Bill Simmons.
I like Bob Costas. I think Bill Simmons would be fun.
What about Tony Kornheiser?
Okay, there it is.
I think we can agree there.
Tony Kornheiser.
All day long. All
right. And, of course, he's going to get the 1, 2, 3
fish.
Chicken. Well.
I think Tony's a fish guy.
I think he's picky.
And I know he's picky.
And if you're picky and you're not sure like where the
chicken's
fish came from,
safer bet.
Chicken's safer.
Unless it's undercooked. You can undercook fish and you're fine.
Depending on what kind of fish it is.
You undercook chicken, you get salmonella.
So you're going to give Tony the fish.
Yeah.
He's Jewish.
I think it's a fish then, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've got, that was, I feel good about that.
I like Tony.
I like Bob Costas. I got nothing against him.
Yeah.
But I'd much rather have Tony Cornish at the table. In fact, now I want to put Wilbon at the table.
No.
Just because I want to have them together.
What if they share a chair?
They're kind of like a package deal.
Well, you could ask, like, the first thing you could ask Tony, so tell me about Wilbon.
Yeah, right.
No.
Apparently, Tony Kornheiser gets, like walking through the street all the time. They're like, what's up, Wilbon? You know, like, people don't know the difference.
I think that's funny.
All right, so Tony,
I'm glad, that wasn't even on my list, but I'm glad we landed
very
on Tony.
Good. See, this is why we have the conversation.
Yeah.
So we've got two baseball players and a sports announcer.
We've got three spots left.
I guess he's not a sports announcer. He's a sports writer.
Well,
he's a commentator.
Did Monday Night Football for a very short period of time.
Okay. I liked him on Monday Night Football.
I did too.
All right. So, I mean, we're talking coach. We don't really have. I mean, Yogi was a coach. Pete was a coach. But we don't have like a purely.
They were also like player coach.
Yeah, but we don't have like a purely coach. Like a Greg Popovich kind of a type. I wouldn't want Greg Popovich.
John Wooden.
Greg Popovich would just sit there and eat. You know, John Wooden.
Great leader of men. Like, he would have a lot of inspirational
quotes.
Yeah,
he had a
quotes.
Lot of stuff to say.
You probably want to get a lot in this conversation.
No.
These guys are talkers.
I think he's too soft-spoken for this conversation.
I agree.
I mean, there's going to be, like, a lot of yelling in this at this table.
Yes.
You know, you need somebody kind of, like, a little bit more boisterous.
Yes.
You know, louder. Who was the coach for the Orioles, the Baltimore Orioles, that used to get thrown out all the time? You know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Like white hair for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to just get a fiery coach.
I feel like we need to move away from baseball because we got Pete and Yogi.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
We got two heavy baseball players.
Okay. All right.
Like Bobby Knight.
Ooh, I like Bobby Knight.
I love Bobby Knight.
I always find him very interesting.
Very interesting. And he's not going to hold back.
Let's put Bobby Knight at the table.
Okay.
Now, the last one, I wasn't as sure on. I was sure about the Pete
I'm
Rose.
Sure about this one.
Yeah, this is a slam dunk, no doubt. 1, 2, 3,
chicken. He's from Ohio. He spent a lot of time in Indiana.
Yeah,
he's
in fact, he would kind of like snarl when you asked him if you wanted fish. He'd be like, what? What? No.
What? No.
No, chicken. I mean, Bobby Knight would probably find somehow to get, like, he'd get a steak. Like, we'd sit down and be like, Bobby, where'd you get the steak?
I thought it was chicken or fish.
I'm not eating chicken or fish.
I asked for a steak. I like it.
All right, that's very good. I feel
okay,
very
so
good.
We're down to two spots, though. I mean,
two
this
spots.
Is all-time.
This is all-time.
Great, you know, conversation. I mean, we could talk to anybody about anything. I feel like we filled these spots really, really quick.
Well, we're
like
just about out of time anyway.
Tony should be a good. I mean, Tony should feel happy.
Right.
We chose him to sit at this table.
Yeah, I'm sure he's honored.
He should be honored. Somebody call him up and let him know.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, like, do we need to go football something? We've got basketball coach.
What
we've
if
got two baseball players / coach.
What if we did, you wouldn't know a name of a person to pick, you know? But just like obscure Roman gladiator.
Maximus Aurelius.
Yeah. Although I don't know that he was a real person.
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be interesting.
It would be interesting.
He wouldn't really be able to. A lot of things would be weird to him.
I don't know how to speak Italian. So that might be kind of weird.
Okay.
He'd have to have an interpreter.
I'm just trying to think, like, what? Like we don't really have like anybody from way, way past. Although Yogi played quite a bit ago.
Like Otis Thorpe.
Otis Thorpe? I think you mean Jim Thorpe. Otis Thorpe was a power forward for the Houston Rockets.
I mean, Jim Thorpe.
I mean, obviously, when we made this list, we both knew Otis Thorpe. And he's getting the 1, 2, 3 chicken.
Oh, gosh.
Otis Thorpe.
Here,
yeah.
Wait. I haven't opened my Coke yet. This is part of the problem. Here we go. There we go. I haven't had my Coke yet.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I really want to put Otis Thorpe at this table. I mean, you're going to have a hard time talking me out of Otis Thorpe at this
okay,
point.
Okay, let's set him off to the side.
All right, I'm going to write off to the side, Otis.
Otis Thorpe Chicken.
Okay. All right.
That's so stupid.
Okay. So do you have any other suggestions?
I feel like I've nominated a lot of these
We
guys.
Don't have... Well, it's a process. We don't have any female athletes. Do you want any female athletes at the table? Or
like,
do you think it's going to be...
Like who?
Babe...
No,
Dietrich,
no, no. No. I don't think there's any reason to have a female.
Jeez. Okay. How about Eric Liddell? The runner from
Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire.
No.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about? Tony might have a good conversation.
He went to China after he was a missionary in China for the last 50 years.
I don't care.
Life. Okay.
I mean, yeah, that's awesome. But
I bet he, you know, there's some pretty interesting things that happened in his life.
I mean, this. Think about the company of this table. There's going to be some heated talk and debate.
Okay. All right. Well, what else you got?
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like we need some diversity. We need football something.
We don't have any football guys.
There's nothing football represented at all. Like Bo Jackson, maybe?
I don't think Bo Jackson. When are we going to talk about the Bo Jackson?
I don't know.
I'm a hard no.
Brett Favre.
You got me thinking. John Madden.
I would be okay with John Madden. I don't know if I want to settle on, like, if he's our football pick.
Yeah.
We're picking John Madden.
He played and coached, so it's not like he's, you know.
And broadcast.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been around the league forever.
Boom! I think he'd be good. Now, you can't put Madden and Brett Favre at the table, because then Madden's just going to talk to Favre the whole time.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously in love with them. So.
What, can Frank Caliendo count if he does sports humor?
I don't. Can he count Caliendo? He's not a sports figure.
I think he's like on the ESPN payroll. He's always on the
Yeah, I think he is on the ESPN payroll. I don't think, yeah, I'd like him at this table, but I don't think he counts.
Okay. I'm just thinking of, like, what about, let's see here. Outrageous sports.
I'm thinking
outrageous football personality.
I was thinking about tennis.
What about it?
John McEnroe.
He's a fiery guy. I don't know.
I think,
like,
he's funny.
Yeah. We only got two spots left.
You want to get a football player in here? Or
I don't know.
Like,
Ronnie Lott cut his finger off.
Yeah. Once that story's out, what's left?
I know, but he's intense about his craft. I mean,
no,
he's
I don't think he's a talker. I need people that are talkers. He seems like a quiet type.
Yeah. So what about Terry Bradshaw? I love Terry Bradshaw.
I'm not the biggest Terry Bradshaw fan, but I mean, he definitely would probably
he would jump in on this conversation.
Be a good guy to have in a dinner conversation.
Yeah,
Terry Bradshaw.
I'm okay with Terry Bradshaw if you want to put him there.
All right, let's do Terry Bradshaw. We got one more spot left. Now, you know, I don't know how much this... Oh, wait a minute. Terry Bradshaw, chicken or fish? One, two, three.
Chicken.
you're probably right. We'll go chicken.
I think he's a chicken guy.
Okay.
You're playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You're not eating a lot of fresh fish in Pittsburgh.
Fresh. So, now I will say... I mean, we don't have to do anything. You and I, we don't see color, okay? But our list is very pale. I think we put an Otis Thorpe.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's consider some other people first. And if we land on Otis Thorpe, we land on Otis Thorpe.
Well, I was thinking about basketball players. I was thinking Magic Johnson. I'd really like Larry Bird at this table.
I would too.
Oh no.
Oh gosh.
I mean, I've heard Larry Bird talk, and he's funny.
And I get the
feeling, like, in a dinner conversation where there's not, like, you know, media and people recording him, he'd be even funnier.
He would be.
I think Larry Bird would be pretty good.
Charles Barkley?
Okay.
Chuck.
Okay. All right. Charles. I see what you're doing. Yeah, Charles Barkley belongs on this list.
He would be fun.
Yeah.
He's not holding, there's no filters. None of these people have
like
filters.
I want to see Charles Barkley and Bobby Knight get in an argument. I think it'd be
over
fun.
Something basketball related.
Right. Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
About
Bobby,
you know,
you're crazy. No, that was no good.
You knucklehead.
I can't.
Kim Jong Il sitting in his tiny little bed.
Man, that Kim Jong Il, man, he's a knucklehead.
Alright, that was alright. Alright, it's Charles Barkley.
Okay.
Alright. And Charles Barkley.
You can't get this one wrong.
Yeah, listen. If you say anything other than what I've already said, I will punch you in the mouth. Like, this is...
It's a slam dunk.
This is so obvious. Like, I don't even want to... I'm going to quit the podcast if you don't say what I say. Like, this is... I don't even know you if you don't say what I say, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Chicken.
Oh my gosh. I need to get more sleep. Oh.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Do we need to stop?
I'm writing fish. I'm not gonna.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Okay. We're back.
Man.
We're back. Should not have been that funny. All right.
Oh gosh.
Okay. So we had to pause it for a second because Jason had a coughing fit. So did I. It's fish. So stupid. This is so stupid. All right. Well, there it is. All right. So our dinner party.
Who's the guest speaker at this dinner party?
You don't have a guest speaker.
Oh, why are we at this dinner party?
We're sitting at a table. It's a circular table.
Oh, okay.
No, there's nothing there. Otis Thorpe. We're all going to watch Otis Thorpe speak. Otis Thorpe is our backup. I mean, if somebody gets sick, we're going to call Otis, and he's going to come in.
He's going to fill it.
Okay. So it's Yogi Berra, Pete Rose.
Wait, say what they're eating.
Yogi Berra chicken, Pete Rose fish, Tony Kornheiser fish, Bobby Knight chicken, Terry Bradshaw chicken, Charles Barkley fish. I'm going to have chicken, and you're going to have fish.
Okay.
And there it is. And this dinner party is almost possible, except I do think Yogi Berra's... Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I
think he died, too. Did you see, by the way, you know, the Yankees are getting ready to retire Jeter's number.
Yeah.
All the single digits are officially locked up.
Yeah. Well, you know why that is.
Yeah. In the early days, it was the batting lineup.
Yeah.
The order.
So all the, of course, the great players.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did see that. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's it. We are done. It is, we're going out. Do you have any Christmas songs that you want to hear? Famous ones, because apparently, I don't know, let us know if you listened to the whole episode last time, but we messed up last time, and we couldn't find Baby It's Cold Outside. So, what's your favorite Christmas song?
What's tricky, I love Kenny Rogers' Mary Did You Know.
Okay.
I know that's not a traditional, like, you don't hear that on the radio when you just turn on,
okay, but
you think of, like, Frosty the Snowman.
But we're looking for an 8-bit.
Well, Mary Did You Know is probably 8-bit somewhere. Well, you would have thought that about...
Yeah, you would have thought that about Maybe It's Cold Outside.
What about...
Yeah. I don't see a Mary Did You Know.
So what did we end up playing? Not Baby It's Cold Outside.
Let It Snow.
Let It Snow.
Which is a similar thing.
Yeah.
So... What else?
I don't know. Silver Bells.
Silver Bells?
Silver Bells. Silver Bell.
We've been listening to
It's Christmas.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
City.
Do you know that one? Oh, yeah.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yep.
Only a hippopotamus.
There you go. Silver Bells.
I like Silver Bells.
It's probably playing in the background.
Here's the thing. I don't like super obvious ones. Mm-hmm. Silver Bells, that's a good song.
Silver Bells playing in the background. We are D-U-N. Done. We've gone past our time. We had a bit of a conniption in the middle of it, but we're okay now. So there you go. Next week, we're going to do a bowl special.
Yes.
We're going to pick all 42 games.
Yes.
All 42 bowl games.
If we average 1 minute per game, that's 42 minutes.
There's the show right there. So next week is a bowl special. Make sure to gather all your kin. What do they say? Kin and something?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's like a phrase. I'm surrounded by my kin and something. All your friends and family together. Gather around the old radio.
Yeah.
Get a roaring fire going.
You want to get your notepad out, too, to take notes.
You're going to get your notepad out to take notes. That's how I imagine families listening to the show gathered around the radio drinking hot chocolate.
Or coffee.
So, there you go. All right. So, Silver Bell's playing in the background right now. Anything else before we go?
Nope.
All right. This is Dan Owens signing off for Jason Owens, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.